The Challenge of the Yukon.
Hunting! Can you hunt
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in preserving the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. Sergeant Preston was breaking camp early one morning, the icy cold of the North chilling his face. Suddenly, as he turned from the fire, he noticed King. The dog seemed to be listening intently, his nose in the air, every muscle momentarily tense. In spite of himself, the Mountie stood still, but the quiet of the Yukon seemed to him unbroken. It was then that King, a strange, savage growl in his throat, ran from the Mountie toward a line of pine trees.
King! Well, he heard something, I'm sure of it.
But what?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Go after him. He stopped ahead there.
What is it, fella? What's wrong?
I don't... Well, so that's it.
Yeah. Looks like you chased someone out of here, King. Yes. Whoever it was, he's almost out of sight.
But why? Why was King standing over by the campfire? But
That man's retracing his tracks. He came up to here and then stopped. Then walked over and stood here. Oh, he could see perfectly from here. And he must have been watching us when King sensed something wrong. King, old fella, I don't know what I'd do without you. But this is one time I'm stuck. He got away without me hearing him. If your barks covered any noises he made, I couldn't even get a look at him. Why would anyone come up here, stand, and watch us? Was he intending to head back for Fort Munn? Or did you make up his mind for him, Well, since we're heading in his direction, maybe we'll just keep to those tracks.
Returning to his campsite, Sergeant Preston scattered the fire, preparing to follow the mysterious traveler who had aroused King. Once on the trail, the great dog covered distance quickly, keeping to the tracks cut clearly in the snow. But as they approached Fort Munn, the Mountie found that other tracks obscured those made by the stranger, and it was more and more difficult to separate one from another till he was forced to admit the hopelessness of pursuing the man further.
It's not wrong for anyone to ride so far on a trail and then change his mind. Certainly there's no ground for suspicion there. Oh, King! Oh, you husky! Well, there's one thing you're sure of in Fort Munn. This cafe opens the first thing in the morning, and it's the last building to be darkened at night. Well, King, we're bound to find some news in here. Molliver, hello there. How are you?
Mighty glad to see you. That's what I am.
Well, now, that's what I call a real welcome. What's wrong? You look like you've lost your claim or something.
Be truer if you'd say I look like I lost my best friend.
Your best friend?
Sergeant, when I found Mike dead yesterday, I prayed that you'd come to Fort Munn.
Mike?
They shot him in the back. Dirty yellow skunks. He didn't have a chance. It was snowing when I found him. No tracks that I could make out.
Oh. He was murdered.
Yeah. If I knew who did it, I'd... Well, back where I come from, we have a name for men that shoot from ambush.
Where'd you find him?
Out near those two big rocks west of here.
Oh, yes, yes, I know the place.
He never did anybody any harm, Sergeant.
Oh, no, Oliver, wait a minute. Let's go over this slowly. Now, you say you found him.
Yes. Yes, I found him.
What reason would anyone have for killing Mike? Unless...
Somebody could have killed him for his gold. That's what everybody here in town thinks.
And you?
Well, I guess that must be it. Fred Johnson said Mike drew out every bit of the dust he had in the bank. You can't argue with a banker.
You mean you'd have an argument to give Fred about that?
Oh, it's not that. But you see, Mike never came to town without stopping to see me.
Yes, yes, I know.
According to Fred, Mike drew out his dust and then headed back toward his claim. If I didn't know he went to the bank, I'd say he was shot on his way into town.
I see.
But I don't know. I'm just glad you're here, Sergeant. Because I want to see the man that murdered Mike hang. And the sooner he does, the easier I'll rest.
I can't promise you how soon he'll be brought to justice. But he will be. You didn't find any of the dust on him?
Not a trace of it. Even the poke he carried with him was gone. Oh, here I'm keeping you out in the cold. I guess you're going into the cafe.
Well, I thought I'd find some news by going in and talking to the boys. But we've had enough news for a while. King?
Hey, that's funny. Look at King. He's watching Fred and that man with him.
You don't know who he is.
No.
Well, Sergeant Preston. Hey, what's that thing yapping for?
Quiet, King. Quiet, boy. Yeah, that's better, boy. How are you, Fred?
Fine. Hello, Oliver.
Fred.
Going inside?
Why, yes, yes, we're going in. How about it, Oliver?
Well, I'm sure not going in to celebrate anything.
Yeah, still feel pretty bad about Mike Oliver, huh? I don't blame you. We all do. Oh, excuse me a minute. I see Joe Higgins over there. I want to talk to him.
Sure, go ahead, Fred.
I wondered if he'd introduce his friend.
Friend? Maybe he thought you knew him.
Well, hardly. If I did, I'd have spoken to him. No? No, I don't know him. But King here does.
Sergeant Preston watched the two men make their way through the room. His face was thoughtful as he noticed the banker speak for a moment to Joe Higgins at the far end of the bar. Then the two walked to a table in the corner. The man looked over his shoulder quickly as if to make sure no one was listening before he spoke.
That's the one. I told you I saw him, Monty.
You told me you were ready to drop him when that dog started for you.
The dog. I should have dropped him.
Why didn't you?
Because when that mutt started coming at me, that policeman was right behind him with a gun in his hand.
You could have stopped them both.
Not the way that dog was coming, I couldn't. I came back here to warn you.
Warn me? Listen, we're in the clear.
Yeah. That Monty was talking to the friend of the prospectors.
What difference does that make? Oliver doesn't suspect a thing. You're new here. You just came in from the States, see?
Just so long as you don't say where in the States.
You're safe here.
I got my fill looking out from behind bars, Johnson. You better handle this right.
If you keep your mouth shut and don't run from every loose lead dog in the Yukon, we won't have anything to worry about.
I ain't running from any dog. But Preston's one Monty I don't aim to cross.
Preston's like all the rest of them. If you're smart, you stay with me, you'll clean up enough to leave this country a rich man.
I always wondered how bankers got their money.
It's an easier way to get gold than digging for it.
Though he talked to Oliver, Sergeant Preston watched the two men at the far end of the room closely.
King here looks like he's waiting for something.
He's just given me an idea, Oliver.
How can a dog... Well,
King and I work together. He's been right every time he's ever started after something.
Well, they do say a dog's got a sixth sense.
Well, I don't know whether it's a sixth sense or not, but if that's what they call it, I won't disagree.
Where are you going?
I just want to talk to Fred.
Oh.
We thought we'd join you, Fred.
Sure. Pull up a chair.
Yeah, I'll take that one, Sergeant.
You're a stranger in Fort Mon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. You and the sergeant don't know each other, Slim. Sergeant, this is Slim West. Slim, Sergeant Preston.
Hi. How do you do?
Staying with Fred, Slim?
Yes, he's staying with me for a while. That is, until he gets staked out on his own.
Well, it's mighty nice of you to help him out.
Oh, it isn't as if we were strangers. Say, what do you two have?
Forget about me, Fred. I'm not drinking.
Nor am I. You go right ahead and order.
Well, if you're sure you don't want anything. Two specials, fine.
Hey. Oliver told me about Mike.
Yes, that was a shame. Mike was one of the... Well, I guess you could call him one of the finest men here in Fort Mon.
I understand he drew his dust out of the bank a short time before he was murdered.
Yes, sir, he did. And I told him it was very unwise. But you know how Mike was, headstrong. You couldn't tell him anything once he made up his mind. Do you think you catch the murderer, Sergeant? Everyone knows he was robbed, killed for his gold.
Sometimes it takes quite a while to bring a killer to justice.
You've got a sizable job in your hands. Kind of the snowstorm, there were no tracks. Here come the drinks, Slim.
Here you are, gents.
That's it, Clem. I'll take care of it, Slim.
Let's see. Seems as if the cafe's nearly empty. Guess you'll be getting back to the bank, Fred, huh?
Can't be away too long. There you are, Clem.
Would you mind if I look at that poke, Fred?
This poke?
Yes, I thought I saw some initials on it.
No. You imagine things, Sergeant. I've never had my initials on this.
Don't put it away, Fred. I have to see it.
I'm not putting it away.
The gun.
I was reaching...
Fred!
If it's your poke, let's see it.
It's not my poke.
That's what I thought.
You know, Fred, you can't
do
that.
So, I'll hand it to you. You noticed something I overlooked. I forgot about initials on that poke.
What's this all about?
It's all about how Mike was murdered, Oliver.
What?
Yes, murdered. You were right. He probably didn't go to the bank. He didn't get that far.
That's about as far as you'll get, Monty.
He couldn't have drawn out dust that wasn't there.
Go on. Let them hear how much you know about it. You won't live to tell anyone else.
Please, I don't know nothing about this.
You stay where you are. Maybe you'd like to hear the sergeant tell his story of how I killed Mike Gallagher. And when he finishes, I can tell you what will happen.
I can't believe it.
I'll put this gun in my pocket, and you'll all walk in front of me out of here.
Then you'll be found like Mike was found.
You won't get away with it, Fred.
That's what you think.
We'll be seen leaving here with you.
And by the time you're found, I'll be well on my way to Skagway in a boat out of here. No, Marty, it's no use. You're taking orders from me.
That much.
All right, kid, get aboard.
I'll get him.
Out of the way.
I got the gun. He knocked it right out of his hand.
Wait! Get him away from me!
All right, kid. All right, boy. I'll put these handcuffs on you, Fred, just so you won't reach for a gun again.
Slim, I guess you'll have to carry Slim. That was a real shot you gave him, Sergeant. But I never saw anything like King. Talk about sixth sense.
King's responsible for catching these murderers, Oliver. Slim must have been leaving Fort Mon this morning when he saw me breaking camp, getting ready to come through. He wanted to warn Fred, so he came back here. How King knew he was watching or what his intentions were, I don't know. But when we met Fred and Slim outside the cafe, he started growling.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that was when I began wondering. I wondered why Slim would warn Fred a policeman was headed this way, until I remembered Oliver saying he suspected Mike hadn't been to the bank. It would be simple enough for Fred to make it seem that Mike had drawn out his dust, when in reality he'd been stealing it.
And when you saw the initials on the poke...
I said I thought I saw some initials on it.
What? You mean there aren't any initials?
Well, you'll have to look to see. Fred wasn't sure either. He just knew he was carrying around Mike's poke of gold, and his conscience did the rest.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yes, King, the case is closed.
Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the great dog King maintain the right and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at the same time.
I'm King! I'm your husky!
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.